How are you doing? So everything's better today, huh? Everybody, there's that horrible shooting, but you all put up your little ribbons, and you posted your little condolences, and now everything's fine. Whew, man, that was a close one, huh? I bet some of you people, you were just burning in your guts. You had to do something about it, and then you posted that little ribbon, clink, on your Facebook page, and then it was, okay, now I can sleep. I've done something about it. What's wrong with that? Everything's wrong with that. Let's start with the fact that it's absurd, self-serving, pandering, self-aggrandizing crap. Most of this stuff got posted before we knew anything about any of the victims, including how many, name, gender, and age. So, I don't know what fairy tale world people are living in, but the human heart is not capable of feeling sympathy or to mourn or to grieve the loss of a vague individual of unknown gender, age, or name. That the only thing you know about them is that they were at a movie theater and got shot. You don't know if they were a-holes or saints. You don't know if they're a man, woman, or child. You don't know a name. You don't know nothing. And yet people are posting that they feel sorrow, and they're mourning, and they're grieving. Think about those words, mourning, grief, sorrow. Just think about them. And then think about whether or not you can actually, honestly, genuinely apply that to a void. to a human that doesn't have a name, doesn't have a gender, doesn't have an age. Come on. Now, once we start getting some names, you know, we start getting some actual information on these people, and, you know, maybe we find out a handful of them, you know, did some good in the world, and we're actually worse off for not having them, then that's a different story. You know, but just jump right out of the box. It's all just... It's self-serving, it's self-aggrandizing, it's pandering, it's... Look at me, look how much I care, or just trying to make themselves feel better and act like they're a good person or whatever. I don't know what. I don't know what really motivates somebody to hop on Photoshop and make a crying teddy bear condolence card and slap it up on Facebook for an individual they know absolutely nothing about because they saw something on the news that made them sad or makes them think they should feel sad. I mean, come on. Bad things happen every day. People die every day. There's 400 million people in this country. I don't know how many else on the planet. The human heart is not capable of feeling sympathy and empathy and grieving for every walking, breathing, or crawling thing on this earth. And the people who pretend that they do are just buffoons. And that's not even to get into how incredibly inappropriate it is. I mean, all these people, you know, every human life is precious, and you know, they're mourning it, and it holds such value to them, these complete strangers. And yet, they're using the exact same venue, effort, time, medium to post about the deaths of these poor people that they do to post their Farmville requests. I mean, do you realize how insulting and demeaning that is? Or at least should be if anybody stopped to think about it? You know, these people's lives, hold as much value as their Mafia Wars request, because that's exactly the amount of effort, time, that it's all equal. You know? I got Mafia Wars request here, I got my Farmville thing, I got a wacky cartoon, you know, I got a picture of a guy with a nutty caption, a picture of my cat, oh, sorry, your kid's dead, and then a picture of Snoopy on a motorcycle. All the same, apparently. And the other thing that's wrong with it is the time spent worrying about that is time not spent worrying about something that's going on in your own life that you can do something about. I mean, it's real easy to slap up a crying teddy bear on your Facebook page. It's a lot easier doing that than going, you know, calling up somebody who seems like they're down or paying attention to what's going on in your own state government or whatever. This guy went berserk. He's one of the usual quiet types that goes berserk. I guarantee there were people in this guy's life that when he just needed someone to talk to, or he was down, or he was teetering on the brink of going crazy, or giving warning signs that he was going crazy, they were busy putting up a crying teddy bear about, the dolphins being poisoned by oil in the Gulf, or whatever happened previously that they couldn't do anything about. And so they were oblivious to him. Or they've got, there's only so much time. There's only so much sympathy in your heart to go around. So I hold a higher respect for the people who don't put up little glittery, crying teddy bears, but actually pay attention to what's going on in their own life and the people in it. It doesn't make you a bad person to just read this story, realize you can't do anything about it, realize you can't really feel sympathy for somebody you don't know in any sort of profound way, and moving on. That makes you a much better person than going out, running around, going on and on about how much you care about this. Which you will forget about by next week. And care about whatever the next big thing is. I guarantee on these people's Facebook pages, you can scroll down, and they cared and had crying teddy bears and weeping dolphins about every little thing that was in the news for the past 3 years. 99% of it, they forgot ever happened. It's insincere. Is there a human trait out there that drives us all more nuts than insincerity? Here it is on parade in all its glory. Whether they realize it or not. It's horse crap. I don't know what I can do to get you people to understand that there are things worth worrying about, that we can do something about, and there are things that you can't waste time worrying about, and there's nothing you can do about it. Some guy going berserk in a movie theater, there's nothing you can do about that any more than there's anything you can do about a thunderstorm. People go berserk. Well, let's take away the guns. What about the explosives? How about we set up little TSA screening rooms in front of every movie theater? How about that? And we all get strip searched before we go into the movie. You know what, though? This kid went to college, and he was probably all stressed out. How about everybody who goes to college, because it's so stressful, we just have, you have to take a psych evaluation every 3 months. And if you seem a little off, we lock you up. How about we do that? That certainly would have stopped this, too. If you just want to do stuff that's going to stop it, how about we give a psych eval to everybody who goes to college? And then if you don't pass it or something seems a little bit off, we just lock you up until we're sure everything's cool, man. How about that would solve it, if you just want to solve things. Of course, that wouldn't solve it, would it? Because there's crackpots in every walk of life, and you'd never see them coming until you're dead. We're all going to die. Some of us are going to die in a fiery building. Some of us are going to die from some horrible disease we didn't deserve. Some of us are going to die running into gunfire, trying to save somebody. And some of us are going to die watching one of the greatest movies ever with a popcorn on our lap. With a bullet out of the blue. Gone. Of all the ways to die, if I had to pick a way to die, that one ain't too bad, is it? Seeing as how we're all going to die. I can all but guarantee when my number's up, it's not going to be that pretty. here's what's going to happen. I'm going to be working on my POS car. The fan blade, I'm going to lean over too far. The fan blade is going to slice my guts open. It's going to catch one of my intestines, and it's just going to keep spinning around. I'm going to stand there holding the frame of the car, watching my guts get spun around this thing until it takes all my guts out, and then my lungs, heart, esophagus, brain, eyeball, it's all going to get sucked out. It's just, and then just continually spun around the thing until the thing runs out of gas. Or the neighbor calls to complain about the loud exhaust. That's how I'll go. All you people out there who collect my stuff, I mean, you should buy it all the second you get a chance, because I don't think you realize how close I am to death on just like a bi-weekly basis because of one stupid, irresponsible project after the next. I should be dead. Like, I've had how many incidents where if there was any justice, I'd be dead. Six times that, by all rights, I should have died in a horrible, slow, painful fashion. About at least seven. I'm thinking about this now. Seven times. I should have been killed because of one irresponsible, ill-conceived at least eight times. People out there that, you know, death is such a foreign thing to you. You're so shocked by it. You know, it's all so foreign to you that death and someone snapped. Being on the brink of madness is just something you can't get your head around. Oh, if only I had your lives. If only I had your quiet, calm, apparently peaceful lives where death is around every corner and having a nervous breakdown and completely coming unglued isn't a daily possibility. If only. Huh? Yeah, I know I sound like a prick, Joe, but I don't care anymore. I'm tired of hearing about this. I mean, good grief. Are there any grown-ups out there left or what? Everybody's acting like they're 4 years old and this is their first, you know, go-around with finding out that we're all mortal. We have shootings every couple of years. Every couple of years, everybody's like, oh, my God, what? It was like a year ago that senator got shot in the bean by that crackpot. You know, but every time, everybody acts like, oh, man, what the world? What a world. Yeah, break. Sure, it's sad. But did we all just hatch yesterday? Is this the first sad thing we ever saw? And by the way, nobody's paying any attention to this because it's sad. They're paying attention to it because it's big and flashy and exciting and romantic. Whoa, a guy came in. There's the movie theater aspect of it. There's the drama. There's the excitement. That's why everybody's paying attention to it. It doesn't have anything to do with the sadness or the victims. Give me a break. And I'm thankful, too, that, you know, he did this, you know, on the 1 week where there's nothing else going on in the world. Why, the Middle East is solved, that gay marriage thing worked itself out, you know, there's no presidential election going on, there's nothing going on, you know, that we need. So we got 15 minutes of free airtime on the news. They just didn't have anything to fill it with except this. Thank goodness. Whew, that was some good timing, huh? There's nothing else we need to know except this. That worked out pretty good. Why, that 15, 20 minutes, half hour, you know, every front page of everything is covering this. Thank goodness there's nothing else that needs to be looked at, learned of, known about, informed on. Whew, good thing, huh? Good thing it's not taking up space from some story that we might actually be able to do something about. Europe's all straightened out. Huh? Hey, how about that blind Chinese guy? Everybody forgot. Remember? This is like the 14th time I've posted about how we forgot about him. Whatever happened to that guy, huh? The blind Chinese dissident? Remember? That was like, I don't know, that was like over the winter, wasn't it? We all cared about him. Some of you forgot he even existed. Whatever happened to that guy? I wonder. Hey, how about all those kids? Remember that Cody video showed us? Was it Cody? I don't even remember the name anymore. That's what an idiot I am. Remember we all saw some video of these kids getting rounded up to go fight in some horrible third world country? Man, we were worried about that for a while. Whatever happened to those kids? Huh? I wonder what ever happened. Hey, remember the last weekend of June? Remember that? We were all worried about that. Remember? Don't remember? Anybody? Anybody? Last weekend of June, huh? Remember? Nobody remembers? Huh? How about the heat wave that knocked out power for the entire East Coast? That no one remembers. Huh? Between 13 and 20 people died from heat stroke. That's more than this guy killed. And that's something we could do something about. No, we can't do anything about the heat wave, but we certainly could do something about the, you know, the power grid out there. Since this isn't the first time the power went out on that side of the country. It's something, you know, maybe we could all put our heads together on, get our representatives working on making sure the power grid doesn't collapse for, you know, 40 million people. Ah, that was a month ago. How about that kid shooting up that movie theater? Did you figure out if I can legally go into this? Or? Okay, good. Because I'd like to talk about George Takei for a second. Everybody knows who he is? I assume we listen to this, the guy from Star Trek. He was the I don't even remember what the hell he does. No, he wasn't in the engine room. That was Scotty. He was the Latino guy. Huh? He was Asian? Oh, yeah, duh. Taki, I guess. I don't know. I thought he was Latino. Well, because I watched that show when I was a kid, and I had a Latino neighbor who looked like him. So I don't know. That gets in your brain. What difference does it make? The point is, everybody can relax, because it's all been put into perspective for us by George Takei. Hold on. You got the thing for me? Oh, yeah. George Takei, he was on Star Trek. I'm sure everybody knows who he is. He's the not Latino guy from Star Trek. This is from his Facebook page. It says, "Click like to stand in solidarity with those who were killed and in sympathy with their families." And there's a little background of space, and in the Comic Sans font, it says, "Many victims of today's tragedy." I'm not reading this in an Asian accent, you ass. I can't even do one anyhow. That's not how George Takei sounds. "Many victims of today's tragedy were fans of science fiction / fantasy. They stood in line to be first to see, to be inspired, and to escape." That's not a complete sentence. First to see, whatever. "As a community of dreamers, we mourn this terrible tragedy and this senseless taking of innocent life." There's so much wrong with this. It makes my eyes bleed. And apparently, I'm the only one who noticed that this guy is an ass. I mean, this whole thing, it's so asinine, this thing. It's like I'm watching a big pink elephant with 16 legs walk down the street, and nobody sees it. And I go, there's an elephant with, do you see that thing? And everybody's like, yes, so. Yes, so. What do you mean, yes, so? First off, George Takei put this out. Why does he Obviously, this is a guy who's just been, for the past 40 years, surrounded by nothing but fans because of some silly TV show. Does he think he's actually in Starfleet? Does he now believe he's an actual Starfleet commander and he needs to give us, you know, what Starfleet's position on this is or what? Why does George Takei think he needs to make a statement about this? You're George Takei. You're one step below a reality show star. You were on a campy TV show 40 years ago. What makes you think you need to give a statement? Shut up. You were a bit player on the first Star Trek. You played second fiddle to Leonard Nimoy, for crying out loud. You were a red shirt. Give me a... George, you're not an actual commander of anything, dude. You're not even really an actor. You're just, you know, if Hollywood Squares were still around, you wouldn't even be able to get on that. You haven't even been on Dancing with the Stars. What the hell? This guy put out a statement before the president did. We mourn for their fans. Does anybody believe George Takei is mourning for these people? He put this statement out before we even knew what the body count was. So how many people, who are we mourning for? You don't even know. You don't have any names. You don't have gender. You don't have ages. Let's all mourn for this vague number of people who may be of some unspecific gender and age. Can you actually mourn for somebody you've never even met? Perhaps. You know, if you know something about them, other than they were at Batman and got shot by some crackpot. Mourn. All you people mourning and grieving and feel sorrow and sadness. What? You don't know jack squat about any of these people. We don't know why the kid did it. We don't know nothing. Let's consider this for a scenario. We don't know this kid's motivation other than he snapped. What if this kid's gay? What if the kid was gay and he snapped because he was tired of being made fun of for being gay? And what if he found out some of the bullies who were making fun of him were at that theater and those are the people he shot? Huh? He planned this out months ahead, according to the police. They found whatever that he planned this out. Well, perhaps he planned all this out to whack some bigot. Or some bully. Or some cretin that had it coming. Some vile, bullying son of a bitch. And all his son of a bitch bullying buddies. Then what are you going to do? With your little ribbons. Your little postings. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to print up all your little ribbons. And all your little postings. I'm going to print them all up. And I'm going to lay them all over my bed. And then I'm going to go get some floozy. And we're going to come back. And we're going to get drunk. Joe's begging me to stop with probably the most mortified look I've ever seen on his face. Fine, I'll stop. I won't continue on. But if that should happen, go to my Facebook page because I'll put up pictures of what I'm doing with your little ribbons and your printouts and your little postings. But you're mourning. Now, as I say, as the story actually develops and we start to actually learn something about these people, and you know, we find out some of them are we're actually worse off without them, then that's a different story. Sort of. But just to see, you know, a death on the news jump out of the box about how sad you are about it. Come on. It's horse crap. All of it. He's not mourning anything. He's been living in some bizarre little world where everybody gives a rat, well, everybody he surrounds himself gives a rat's ass what he thinks. And he thinks he's important because he goes and he signs autographs at comic book conventions and people stand in line and tell him he's a big deal. It's gotten to his head so much that some horrible event like this happens, and he feels the need to issue a statement. He's not the sheriff. He's not the mayor. He's got nothing to do with any of that. He wasn't even in Batman. Yeah, relax, George. Go take a nap. No, nobody's looking at you for guidance on this. Huh? And, whatever, Joe. I'm sorry, did you say fans? George Takei doesn't have any fans. He's got a bunch of people who were either too insecure or got told by the police to stop trying to interact with Leonard Nimoy. That's what he has. These are people who are fans of that show. Not fans of his work. He didn't do anything integral to the success of that show. You could replace Sulu with Lopez. You go back in time and stick any warm body in that uniform he was filling in and call it Lopez instead of the character Lopez instead of Sulu. And right now, Lopez would have just as many fans as Sulu. These are just people who like that show. Stop undermining my point. the comment, anyhow, it wasn't thought-provoking. He didn't add anything to it. He just posted that he cared and he's mourning and look what a good person I am. And let's all pretend we're good people by posting, by clicking like. Hey, do you feel bad about this? Would you like to feel better? Why don't you click like on here and then it'll all go away. There. There you go. You clicked like. All 45,000 of you who clicked like, you did something. Now go about your day. Because it's all better now. You clicked like. Bunch of clowns. Come on, people. Grow the hell up, would ya? I know it's easy to get roped into this stuff, but take a step back for a minute. Clicking like in solidarity. Solidarity. You, first of all, you can't stand in solidarity with someone who's dead. And stand in solidarity on what? They weren't standing for any issue. They weren't protesting anything. They didn't have any ideology. They all just went to a movie. How do you stand in solidarity with someone to go to a movie? Are you standing in solidarity with for the right to go to a movie? What are we standing in solidarity for them with, George? You numbskull. You egomaniac. What the hell are you talking about? If I knew any of these people, I would be infuriated right now. He's got the little space background, and it's written in a little goofy font. And if I knew any of these people, I'd be like, you ass. You didn't, you know, let's say my buddy got shot. You didn't know him. You make me sick. You make me sick with your trite, self-serving little blurb about somebody you don't even know. You don't know anything about him. You don't care. And you couldn't find this city on a map if I was holding a gun to your head. You think George Takei knows where this place is? Huh? Do you? Let's say this. These people he's mourning. If they all got killed, and it wasn't on the news, would he know? Would he notice they're gone? No. So he's not really mourning them. He doesn't really care. He may think he cares. He didn't. Whatever. Got news on this for me? When is this from? Because this story's been changing from the minute it started. And that's the other thing. All you George Takeys of the world, maybe you might want to wait till you have some actual facts and figures before you start your mourning. Because the numbers have been jumping all over the place. First it was 30 killed and 75 injured, and then it was 15 killed and 30 injured, then it was 54 injured and 12 killed. We don't even know what the hell happened in there yet. We don't know anything yet. Just how about you shut up for a week? How about this? How about you wait a week, and if you still care or even remember it happened, then you can post on how you're mourning. Huh? I can prove to you George Takei's an ass who doesn't care. You want me to prove it? Everybody, go to George Takei's Facebook page. Go on there, okay? And you're going to want to see his little post. Okay? You're going to want to see his little post. But in order to do that, you're going to have to scroll down through a bunch of other goofy little posts he's put up since then. It only happened Friday. He's already got a goofy post about how science is good, and then a post about the Westboro Baptist Church, a post about how great Saturday morning cartoons were. It's Sunday morning. He posted that he was mourning on Friday. His next post was about how great science is. It didn't take him 3 hours to forget what's going on. It took him 3 hours to get over his mourning and start telling us about Saturday morning cartoons. Mourning. And if I knew any of these victims, I don't know what I'd do with myself about this jackass. Oh, I'm mourning. And now I'm done. Hey, remember Saturday morning cartoons? Idiot. This is from the LA Times. This is basically just, what is this? People talking about how they never saw it coming, which is what you always hear. We never saw it coming. A former high school classmate, Keith Goodwin, 42, now a Columbia Law student, said he had a couple conversations with Holmes during an AP European History class at Westview. He called Holmes a generally pleasant guy. James was certainly not someone I would have ever imagined shooting someone, Goodwin said. Well, this guy's going to make a great lawyer. I don't know, seemed fine to me. I can only hope that if I'm ever being cross-examined, that this guy is, you know, the one doing it. Did you do any of this? No, I'm a hell of a guy. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh. Yeah, you know what? You do seem like an all right guy. I am an all right guy. Huh? Aren't I? Yeah, you know, I guess you are. All right, well, the prosecution rests. Seemed like a pleasant guy to me. He just wiped out a movie theater. There's nothing? You can't think of anything? He was in the European history class. Nothing seemed odd. Okay. Then why are you in front of a microphone? He was very quiet. There's some other girl. Tony Burton. Now with the National Institutes of Health. Said Holmes was part of Westview's cross-country team for at least 1 year. He was very quiet. He was a nice guy when you did occasionally talk to him, but he's definitely more introverted. Dan Kim. Why are they interviewing all these people who have nothing to say? He didn't seem like a troublemaker. He was kind of quiet. He was really smart. Blah, blah, blah. None of these people have anything to say. So now, more news being taken up by something that is nothing. We've got this event that there's really nothing to be done about, and now they're interviewing a bunch of people who have nothing to say about the event that we can't do anything about. You realize what a bunch of... Oh, what a waste of time this all is? You want... The government is buying drones to watch us. Nobody cares about that. Iran is building a nuclear bomb. No one cares about that. Our rights... No one cares. Let's all listen to these people tell us how they didn't see anything odd about this guy who was last seen in a gas mask shooting up a movie theater. Bye's at the top of the academy. You know, this is all just... Okay, this is all... You know, everybody, you can cancel your subscription to the LA Times because there's four pages here you didn't need to read, and that's the front page. This is from Reuters. Colorado authorities are preparing a series of controlled detonations in the booby-trapped apartment of the 24-year-old student accused of going on a shooting rampage in a crowded... accused! He's the accused now, and the suspect. That's always rich, too. When was this? Well, this was Saturday. Are they in the apartment already? A horrific scene. A memorial of flowers and candles has been set up at the Aurora shopping mall where the shooting rampage took place. A handwritten sign read, 720, gone, not forgotten. So everybody's leaving flowers and whatnot. Here's my ratio of it. It's like... Well, if you didn't grow up in the Cold War, you never saw these things. But they used to have little maps. Like, I live in Milwaukee. You know, they'd have the little maps of major cities, and like Chicago would have a dot on there. And if the nuclear explosion hit Chicago, Chicago is obviously vaporized. And then they would go, there'd be a ring 10 miles out, and that would explain how your eyeballs melted off, and then you died. And then there'd be another ring 20 miles out, and that would said, all right, your eyeballs didn't melt, but you just burned to death. And then it would have more and more rings until it got out to the rings where just your hair falls out, and you throw up, and they die 3 months later. I don't really know what the point of it was, other than to show you how screwed you are in relation to where the bomb goes off. That should be the ratio with something like this. If you knew the people personally, then obviously you should mourn. If you knew of the people, then it's sad. You know, if you knew something about them, it's, you know, it's sad, and then there should be rings going out. You know, if you lived in that community, okay, fine, put wreaths or whatever, you know, I guess. You know, I guess that's fine. You know, and then if you just lived in the city, you're a little bit more of a nitwit now for pretending you care, but I guess it's, you know, it's still sort of your community. But then if you just live in the state, you know, come on. Stop pretending you give a rat's ass. Stop lying to yourself. And then, you know, once you start getting out of the state and out of the time zone and, you know, and to the point where you couldn't find this place on a map to save your own life, just shut up. Read something else. Or read it and just accept the fact that you're reading it out of morbid curiosity and nothing more. What else? What else? I don't care about this. I don't care about this. What is this? President Obama. Here's a statement from President Obama. Do we need to read this even? Because I want to complain about Bloomberg. I'm going to skip this for a while. You know, President Obama said whatever he said. I'm sure it was fine. Michelle and I are shocked and saddened by the horrific shootings. And, you know, the usual fare you get from a president. I mean, what's the guy supposed to say? Where's the thing about Bloomberg? Here, Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York. Remember that little circle ring I was just explaining? New York is on the is about as far away from Colorado as you can get without being in the ocean. Michael Bloomberg, mayor, not even a governor, not a senator or a congressman who is a representative, you know, for the United States. Mayor of New York feels he needs to chime in. New York Mayor Bloomberg, one of the nation's highest-profile supporters of gun control, said Friday, soothing words are nice, but demanded the presidential candidates stand up and tell us what they're going to do about it, i.e. preventing mass shootings. What are you going to do about it, President Obama? Candidate Romney, what are you going to do about it? Michael Bloomberg wants to know. Mayor of New York wants to know what you, the President of the United States, are going to do about a shooting in Aurora, Colorado. What? How about you fix New York, you jackass? How about you stop worrying about how much sugar everybody's taking in and stop making laws about how much salt a restaurant can have on their tables? He's forgotten all about the soda ban and how much salt people need for 2 seconds to complain about gun control. You didn't care 2 weeks about gun control. 2 weeks ago, you cared about soda. I thought soda was so bad, Mr. Bloomberg. You jackass! I thought soda was gonna kill all of us. Oh, you forgot about guns. You know the soda, the morbid obesity, and all of a sudden he turns on the news. Oh yeah, guns. What are you guys gonna do about it? Why don't you worry about what you're gonna do about it in your city? That's a complete mess. It's going down the crapper since you took over. Why don't you worry about your own backyard? Everybody, let's all worry about our own backyards, huh? Let Colorado worry about Colorado. You worry about New York. George Takei can worry about his basement. And his card table where everybody comes up to bring him 8x10s to sign from 40 years ago. And calling your agent to find out why you're not on a Priceline commercial. That's everybody. Just worry about your own community, see? Because that's how you change things. We can't all just butt into Colorado with our opinions and butt into everybody's state with our opinions that we know nothing about. Fix your own backyard. More from Bloomberg. I mean, there's so many murders with guns every day, Bloomberg continued. It's just got to stop. Yeah. And a lot of those murders happen in New York. I thought the soda had to stop, Bloomberg. Maybe if we all had as much soda and salt as we wanted, we'd be too fat to pick up a gun. And then everybody would be fine. You know, law of unintended consequences. Why don't you let us have all the cheese and all the cholesterol and all the soda we want, and we'll all be too fat and happy to shoot at each other. We'll break out in a sweat just trying to lift up the rifle. And we'll have to sit back down on our couch and have another soda. Everything will be fine. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think it's incumbent on them to tell us specifically. This guy's an idiot. It's up to the President of the United States to tell us specifically what he's going to do about some crackpot who shot up a bunch of people at the premiere of a Batman movie in the middle of Colorado. Here's what I'm going to... Hold on. Let me just shove all these files off my desk about every third world hellhole and all the spies that are in... And, you know, all the terrorists that are running around and the healthcare and the gay marriage and the economy and everything else. Let me just shove everything else off my desk. Oh, who's got a nuclear bomb now? Don't bother me with that. Don't bother me with that. Bloomberg wants me to figure out what I'm going to do about this Batman shooting. What time is it? I'm not going to have any time to complain about my own life. You realize that? It's over now. The show's already over. Is there anything else in here? This is priceless. You know, we spend, this is from Bloomberg again. You know, we spend all our time talking about tax returns and gaffes and things like that. This is one of those issues, along with a handful of others, that really matter to the American people. This is the man who wants to forward a ban on how much soda you can drink. This killing people every day, he said. It's growing. And it's not just an inner city. It's East Coast. It's West Coast. You know, it's not just an inner city. Yeah, but some of it is in an inner city. Your inner city! Not a jag. Bloomberg said, there's no other place that allows. We have more guns than people in this country. That's not true, by the way. Every place else, if there are murders, they're generally not done with guns. What the hell is he talking about? This guy doesn't know what he's talking about at all. He must have some sort of deficiency from not getting enough salt. You know, he's getting water poisoning in his blood from not having enough salt intake. Yes, that's possible. You have to have a certain amount of salt. You can't just not take in salt. It's not good for you. You never heard of that? You can... Don't get me off track. And right here, in his own words, he says that everywhere else there are murders, but they're not done with guns. So he's admitting there's murder everywhere else that doesn't have guns, so what's the difference? That doesn't make any sense. So you're okay with murder as long as it's not done with a gun? Or what? He just... That's what it says right here. Everywhere else there are murders, but there's not done with guns. So, he's admitting that if you got rid of the guns, there'd still be murder. So what the hell are you talking about? A murder without a gun is better than a murder with a gun? Or, was he drunk? Or what? This is what happens when you just pipe up, you just want to be the first person on the microphone to comment on something. You just get out there and you just rant and you make no sense. Everywhere else, murders are done, but they're not done with guns. He sounds like a blithering idiot. And you know, you want a bizarre thought that I'm sure is going to be taken out of context or misunderstood or you know, some way used to make me look like an ass. This kid had his apartment like completely wired up with explosives apparently, and set to like blow up the whole apartment building. These people in the movie theater might be very fortunate that he decided to run in there with guns, because if he didn't run in there with guns, plan B might have been to just wire that movie theater to turn into a crater and then kill everybody in the entire theater, you know, in the entire building. They might be fortunate that he wanted to play, you know, Wild West show in there instead of just wiring the thing up like he wired his apartment up. Huh? Well, yeah. I know it's an asinine... Well, it's an asinine thing to say, but it's true, right? And think about it. Joe says it's true, but I'm still an idiot for saying it. Well, you know, whatever. Edit it out if you want. I don't care. Yeah, well, that's my normal policy. I'll tell you what, though. Because this is a time-sensitive podcast, I'll let you edit that stupidity out if you promise to get this up sometime today. This is Sunday morning, everybody. If you get this up by Sunday afternoon, I'll let you edit that out. Because this is what Joe lives for. I'll finish one of these things. And Joel sit on it. He won't upload it right away. He'll drag his feet, or he'll watch a movie, or he'll forget about it for a couple days until everything I say is completely outdated or wrong. You know, here's his usual MO. He'll take this podcast right here, and then he'll sit on it until like Wednesday, when we all find out that George Takei owned the movie theater and three of his nephews were there, and then he'll throw it off. Make me look like a complete idiot. That's your MO. To drag your feet long enough to make sure everything I said makes me sound like a complete idiot. I don't... No, I... What? I didn't know George Takei was gay. Are you sure he's gay? Are you just saying stuff, or is he really gay? Because you can't have me just saying that he's gay on here if he's not gay. He says he's gay. No, I didn't know that. No, that was just the first example that popped into my head. I didn't know he was gay. I didn't even know he was Asian. How would I know he's gay? Did I say, is that, whatever. You know what, I think I'm done anyhow, because I'm just going to start repeating myself. Thanks for listening, everybody. www.astrangersvoice.com is where you can find more of my delightful insight. Thanks for listening, and until next time, think!